It's no big deal when newcomers to the U.S. run for election in places with established immigrant communities. But in small-town Tennessee, that's where we head for this next story to hear about one candidate's journey. He was born in Bangladesh, and after years in America, he's making his first move into politics. It's been a rocky ride, though, but not without a few surprises along the way. The World's Monica Campbell has our story.
Zach Moyodeen was born in Bangladesh, but moved to Tennessee years ago.
I was 18, so I'll be 58 next year.
And he's lived for years in Tullahoma, a small town in Coffee County, halfway between Nashville and Chattanooga. Like a lot of people here, Moyodeen works at the big Air Force testing facility. He's an engineer with high security clearance, and he's always closely followed U.S. politics.
But never thought of me as a participant.
Why not?
I think this is one of the interesting things. You know, I've said, why was it that I would say, well, it's only for others to do it, and why not me? I wanted somebody like me to run so that other immigrants come out of their cocoon.
So he decided to run for a county commissioner seat here, a rare Democrat in a deeply Republican area. And it seems the first foreign-born candidate to run here. I met him just before the election. He gave me a quick tour of the town.
All right.
The first thing you notice is a huge sign for the Jack Daniel's distillery.
Yeah, it's 10 miles, and I think it's a free tour, actually.
Moyodeen also tells me how the distillery is actually in a dry county. So the whiskey is made there, but you can't go into a bar and drink it. Go figure. But that's how politics and culture can mix here. And sometimes it can get ugly. Moyodeen knows this well.
Some people were clearly very hostile to my religious faith. I'm a Muslim.
He's one of the very few Muslims in the area, and he's faced personal attacks. His opponent, Mark Kelly, falsely accused him of wanting to remove the Bible and the American flag from public places. And Moyodeen was heckled during a forum he helped organize last year to talk about hate crimes, including an arson attack at a mosque in a town nearby. But something else also happened, hitting closer to home for Moyodeen. Barry West, an elected commissioner in the same county that Moyodeen ran to represent, posted something online that made Moyodeen shudder.
He had posted something on Facebook that showed a person with a shotgun kind of aiming, and one of his eyes is squinting, and you can see the end of the barrel. So his eyes are squinting, and he says, "This is how you wink at a Muslim."
It went viral, but instead of ignoring it, Moyodeen reached out to Barry West and invited him over to his house for dinner.
He said to him, the word Muslim and terrorist were one and the same. He didn't think there was anything he had done that was out of place.
I called up Barry West. He's a retired PC tech at the Air Force facility. I asked him about Moyodeen's invite.
So I apologized and then went to Zach's home, my son and I, met with his family, and just had a real good conversation about the world situation and what I had done, and we were just full of questions because I have never been around a Muslim that close to ask about his religion or what he believes in.
In many ways, I felt like, you know, it is good that I'm getting to talk to this set of people. You know, he really felt bad that it hurt people that he, making it look like, you know, everybody's like this, because that was his thinking, but he was recognizing everybody's not what he thought it was.
Moyodeen says that this type of one-to-one encounter, it's needed to tackle prejudice.
We have to push ourselves out of our comfort zones. And to me, this happens once you change your thinking from there to we.
Last night, the results of the county commission race came in. Moyodeen lost his bid. But he said he might run again. And if there's a next time, he told me he'd like to see more immigrants running too. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Tullahoma, Tennessee.